Blog Talk Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mail on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the Mail keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Turn it off. What's going on? This is the Mayor in the building. You listen to After Further Review. GQ Palace is in the building. Yo, I'm in panic mode right now. Yankees are losing 6-0. The game just started. CC Sabathia is getting rocked. He gave up 2 home runs already. I'm in panic mode already. It's the first game of the season. I'm the Mayor. What's going on, man? 646-003838 is the math, man. Press 1 and getting on the conversation. We got to go all over the place with it tonight, but I had to start off my Yankees, man. I had high hopes. I'm not liking what I'm seeing right now, man. The Houston Astros are going to lose 100 games. They stink. Why are you losing 6-0 in the second inning, man? What's going on with you? CC Sabathia getting shelled. He gave up 2 home runs already. They throwing the ball around like he's still in spring training. I'm not liking what I'm seeing right now, man. Once again, man, you listen to After Further Review on GQ Palace Radio, man. You got the Mayor in the building, man. I got my man Rich in the house with me, man. I got Miss Lavina holding it down and all that good stuff, man. Shout out to you, man. I just wanted to mention, man, tonight, April 1st, 2014, 29th anniversary of Villanova and Georgetown. That famous game, Villanova beat Georgetown in the national championship. It was 3 teams in the Final 4 that year, Villanova, Georgetown, St. John's, you know what I'm saying? And I think Memphis was the other one in the Final 4, and it ended up being Villanova and Georgetown in the final. Great game. Villanova only missed 6 shots that whole game. I'll never forget it, man. Watching it, just had a feeling that Georgetown had Patrick Ewing and all that good stuff right there. But Villanova was not going to be denied. They were doing everything. And then come to find out that, you know, one of the McClain brothers was, you know, out of his mind, you know what I mean? He was on, you know, doing his thing. But just wanted to mention that, man. I didn't really hear too much talk about that today, man, the 29th anniversary of the Georgetown game. I just wanted to shout out. I'm hyped. I'm charged, but I'm not too hyped charged right now about my Yankees. We're not getting off to a good start. Derek Jeter got hit in the hand. His first time up, he got hit in the hand, scared everybody. Like, this is not a start to the season. The season's starting off weird. But we're going to rock out. We're going to rock out with you, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We got to be all over the place, man. Opening day, man. Talk about my Yankees. Talk about the Final Four. You know what I mean? Shout out to UConn, Shabazz Napier did his business against Michigan State and all that. We're going to talk about that. Shout out to the San Antonio Spurs doing their thing. So we're going to talk about that a little bit too, man. I'm expected to talk to my dude, Satchel Paige, later on in the evening. Get into some baseball and all that, man. But we're going to set it off, man. You got the Mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace is in your ear. After Further Review is in the area. And we're going to rock out, man. Final Four. You know, My team, Syracuse, got beat by Dayton. You know, I'm still kind of tight behind that, but it's all to the good, man. You know, we deserve to get out. If we couldn't beat a team like Dayton, we deserve to be there. The Final Four, you got Connecticut against Florida. That's going to be the first game at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Then you got at 8:49, you got Kentucky against Wisconsin in the second game. Wow. I like UConn. I like Shabazz Napier. He really did his thing against Michigan State the other day in the Elite Eight game. Florida, Scotty Wilkerson's going to do his numbers. Florida's a real, real, real experienced team. Not taking nothing away from UConn, man, in the season they had. It's going to be a real good game. I'm not going to make no picks on that until Friday or after further review, so you got to stay tuned and all of that. Kentucky and Wisconsin, man, that's going to be a good game too, man. Julius Randle doing his thing. Wisconsin, Bo Ryan got his team ready. And I don't know, that seems like it's going to be a good one too, man, but I'm going to have my picks on Friday and all that good stuff on after further review. But everything's everything, man, live and direct, man. April Fool's Day, I hope you joked and got your joke on or whatever and did what you needed to do and got your little laugh on and all that stuff, man. But we here, man, live and direct Tuesday. We're in the building now, man. We here. We're in the building. It is what it is, man. I'm rocking out, man. I'm rocking out with it. I got it. You know? But everything's everything, man. So, yeah, we're going to slide out for a hot minute, man. You know what I mean? Get everything situated behind the boards. My man Rich is in the building, right? My man Rich is in the building, right? My man Rich, we good. We good, baby. We rocking out. Yeah, so we're going to get into a little thing, man. Talk to my man Satchel Paige later on. The mayor's in the house, man. Talk about my Yankees. We all over the place with it, man. I don't know what the Final Four is going to be like, man. But I just know it's going to be a real live situation. Connecticut and Florida, I like that game. I like that matchup. But I'm just trying to really iffy on it where I'm at. One minute I might talk about Connecticut. The next minute I might talk about Florida. That's why I'm not really going to go into my picks, man, until Friday so I can really digest it and make it happen. Because my bracket was messed up from, like, the first day. So I was really garbage on my bracket this season. So I'm really trying to rock out and get my picks right on this Final Four. But it's shaping up to be a good one. You know what I mean? You got two teams from the SEC, Florida and Kentucky, in it. You got a team from the American Athletic Conference, Connecticut. You got a team from the Big Ten. Shout out to Michigan State. Shout out to Michigan. They took it as far as they could go. They could have had three teams from the Big Ten in the Final Four, but it didn't seem to work out that way for them. But they still played good games. Michigan State was rocking. And then Shabazz Napier just kind of took the game over for UConn. And UConn turned their defense a little bit. And they just made it happen. Next thing you know, Michigan State was down by 6, then they were down by 8, and they were down by 10. And it was just kind of out of their hands. And Shabazz Napier was kind of making everything he was throwing up, you know, catching little rebounds here and there, playing a little defense and all that. So, you know, Connecticut definitely doing their thing. Shout out to Kevin Ollie, you know what I mean, doing his thing out there, you know what I mean, just taking over at UConn. Going up against Billy Donovan, that's going to be a real, you know, coaching matchup against some young gunners. You know what I mean? That's new to the coaching game and see what they're going to do with each other. And, yeah. Then in the second game, you got Don Calipari, Kentucky rocking out against Bo Ryan in Wisconsin. That's going to be a good matchup right there. We're going to see what Julian Randle's going to do. The Twins finally showed up. The Harrison Twins finally showed up for real, for real. You know what I mean? And they did their thing, and they showed what they was made of, and they got their team to a Final Four. So we're going to see what it is against Kaminsky and them from Wisconsin, and it's going to be a nice little matchup. So I'm really, really kind of, like, on the middle right now. I'm not really, like, really on nobody yet on this, so I'm going to wait till later on in the week before I make my pick. So we live and direct, man, after further reviews in the building. I got my man Rich holding me down. I got Miss Lena in the building. Shout out to all the other GQ Palace hosts, that do they say things. You know what I mean? 646-200-3838 is the math. Just press 1 if you want to get on. I'm expecting to hear from my man Satchel Paige in a little while. So we're going to get it on and crack and talk into baseball and all that. Let me get my NHL out the way. You know what I mean? Because it's getting ready to be playoff time and all that. I got to give respect to my hockey people because, you know, I'm down with my hockey people and all of that. The season's almost coming to its end. St. Louis Blues looking real good out there. You know what I'm saying? Scores real quick. Hockey scores. Second period. New Jersey Devils, Buffalo Sabres, no score. Second period. Toronto Maple Leafs 1, Calgary Flames nothing. And then period, Florida Panthers 1, Islanders 1. Second period, Carolina 1, Pittsburgh Penguins 1. Second period, Dallas 1, Washington nothing. Period, Colorado and Columbus Blue Jackets, no score. First period, Montreal 1, Tampa Bay Lightning nothing. Just getting underway, Philadelphia Flyers and the St. Louis Blues. That's going to be a real good game tonight. The Rangers are out in Vancouver. Winnipeg Jets playing Phoenix at 10 o'clock. And Edmonton Oilers out in San Jose at 10:30. The hockey season getting ready to wind down and all of that. The St. Louis Blues looking real good out there. They just picked up Ryan Miller from the Buffalo Sabres, one of the best goalies in the game. And, you know, they're talking about the Blues being a serious playoff contender, but the West is out there. It's wild. You got the Blackhawks and all that, the Kings out there, Anaheim and all that. So it's going to be real crazy in the hockey playoffs out in the West. Wish I had my man on here so we could talk about it, but good. Rocking out with the mayor right now. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Back to my Yankees, man. I'm just like really like in a state of shock right now, man. You know, it's 6-0 bottom of the third inning. A lot of weird things going on. Jeter got hit, you know, with a pitch. His first at bat, you know, CC Sabathia giving up mad home runs already, you know, Marcus Shepard throwing the ball around the yard and all that. So I don't know what it is. We just up to a late start out there in Houston, I guess, because CC's getting cracked. You know what I mean? And I'm not really feeling that. You know, we already said that he had lost some velocity on his fastball. You know, it was right from 94 to 92. And he's getting cracked. And I'm seeing it, looking at it with my own three eyes. I'm seeing CC Sabathia getting cracked. And I'm not feeling it. 6-0 bottom of the third. Other scores, you got the Dodgers 3, San Diego Padres 1, top of the fifth. Colorado and Miami tied 2. And in the bottom of the fourth, Toronto Blue Jays 3, Tampa Bay nothing, bottom of the third. Middle of the first inning, Phillies and Texas, no score. Top of the first, Atlanta Braves and Milwaukee Brewers, no score. Yo, I'm just not really into he's losing 6-0 in the second inning on opening day. This doesn't really happen, you know. But I guess it is what it is. We still got 161 more games to go. We still got the offense to get back in this game. But I'm not liking the start. Yo, we got the first call that you know what it is when the bell sets off. I got my man Slate in the building. Slate, what's good, man? Welcome to the Bigger Show.
What's going on, man? How are you? How are everybody?
I'm good. I'm not doing good with my Yankees right now. I'm getting slaughtered right now, man. 6-0, man. I'm like, yo, CC's getting bombed. I'm like, good way to start the season, man. Opening down all that.
It's a process, though, you know. CeCe, he's not that dominant opening starter that the Yankees really need. He's more of a third guy in rotation, if you ask me. CeCe ain't that dude no more. And all this, he's trying to lose weight. He better stay where he's at. I think he's going to lose a lot of power if he loses weight. But yeah, it is what it is. It's a long season. Baseball is a marathon, dude.
Man, but, you know, Astros, man. Come on, bud. The Astros lost 100 games last year.
Yeah.
The Astros, they really don't got nobody like that that's called really supposed to be Rockets. They Rockets, CC, son. They
I'm just saying, it's opening season. I mean, you know, it happens, man. It happens. The best of them get rocked. He's got to do his thing. It's a long way to go, though. 161 games, 162 games or whatever. They got time. It don't look good, though. It's not a good way to start.
Yeah,
you know
man,
I mean?
that's all I'm saying. It's not a real good way to start. Man, I can't laugh at the Mets because the Mets got killed yesterday, so I can't even laugh at them. You know what I'm saying? I'm wet with it.
But
my Yankees is getting done off. But what's up there, man? What you want to talk about?
Me? I like this amazing college basketball season we have, and it's off the hizzy right now.
Man, listen, I'm disappointed.
Even though
my
Tar Heels went down like suckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Suckers.
Yeah.
We had Iowa State in the straight full Nelson and just let them crawl back in it on some dumb foolishness with
right.
our missing foul shots. Even though we was all right
yep.
that game, we
yep.
still missed a lot.
Yep.
But I like them Indiana, I mean, that's part of me, not Indiana, them Kentucky twins, them Harrison cats, I didn't
yeah,
like
they
them.
They
couldn't
up,
throw
man.
A,
yeah,
man,
they
couldn't throw a rock in the ocean at first. Now they clutch right now.
Right, that's right. They showed up and they really, really, you know, had a good game at the same time, you know what I'm saying? And they put it together. They put it together, and they came in and they showed up and did their thing. And against Wisconsin, I think they're going to have to even be more playing, you know, as far as defense, play harder on the defensive end. So I don't know if that's going to take away from what they do on the offensive side because they was doing it. They was doing it.
Yeah,
they man. Shot Harrison can win it. Aaron was hitting the threes. Bang.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they was doing their thing.
Even though
that
not to cut you off, but that last shot he threw up, I know Colin Parry lost his voice.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it was a lucky shot, number one. And number two, you shoot that with no time left. It's either we're winning or overtime. Even
mm-hmm.
though they didn't have no timeout and they would have had to go the length of the floor or whatever, still, you
mm-hmm.
shoot that with nothing on the clock, man. That's the only thing. It went in, so it's all moot. And all that,
right. That's right.
Bad timing on that shot.
Yeah.
So it went in. Still
yeah.
bad
yeah,
time.
Yeah, man. The tournament's been real good this year, man.
Whose bracket is still
good.
Surviving? If your bracket is still left, I give you props because everybody's getting upset.
I mean, you know, everybody's bracket was that kind of dead after the first weekend, you know. Everybody,
mm-hmm.
Ohio State went down and all the other teams went down, you know, in the first
Duke.
Weekend. It was Duke went down, you know what I'm saying? And people's brackets were shot. And then
mm-hmm.
the weekend after that, Kansas went down, Syracuse went down, Arizona went down. So, I mean,
Carolina
you know, still,
went down.
Look
Wichita
out.
Went down.
Yeah, Wichita went down. You know, but look how it shook out. You know,
what's
you
up
got,
with our Wichita?
I
think
that
nobody, the
nobody,
deal.
Nobody, everybody kind of slept on Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and they and Florida. I don't know what to say about Florida. They just was this right. They won like 29. Last 10 losses when they played Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time they lost. So that's going to be kind of like a revenge game. Billy Donovan and Kevin Alley, that's going to be a good coaching match. I want to see what
they're
going to do against Wilkins. So I can't pick them yet, though, man. But, yeah, like you said, man, this tournament's been crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
This tournament's been crazy. And you know, salute if your bracket is even close to anything right now. If your bracket is even
mm-hmm.
close to it. For real, man.
Your boy Buffett
so
had to be laughing.
Who's got the outstanding player to you? Somebody that really like caught your attention in this tournament.
You know who my outstanding player is? That big head dude from Connecticut. What's my man's name? He's been doing work all year, but he's really shining in the tournament. That guard.
The point
not
guard, Boat,
right? Napier.
The Baz Napier, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing
he's
his thing.
He's in the stage Michigan State, son. Yeah, he's been doing that all year.
That's just what
he's
I'm saying.
I mean, you know, he's been
he
doing his thing.
He reminded me of Kimbo Walker or whatever, man. He's
yeah.
doing his thing. He's the catalyst to all of that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he did his thing, man, against Michigan State, man. And he's going to be, you know, doing his thing, man, against in the game against Florida, man. But this is going to be... I don't think Florida is going to kind of, like, settle because I think Michigan State settled a lot for threes. they started getting happy shooting them threes.
No,
you know,
I think
they was going
overachieved.
In the first half, they was downing all of them shits. Excuse me, they was downing all of them.
I think Connecticut overachieved the first time they beat them. I don't think they're going to beat them again either. But after this tournament, the way it's going, I wouldn't be surprised with nothing. I just want to see a good game.
Yeah, it's definitely good. It's going to be a good game. Yeah, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game. I don't know if you know,
Mayor,
Michigan State.
This is what I wanted to ask you, my brother. Maybe I'm wrong. But this is my personal opinion, and they like eyes and elbows. We all have them, and I don't care who like it, but I'm going to say, and I'm going to do me. Anyway, I love Andrew Wiggins. I think he's a specimen out of this world. I think his athleticism will definitely translate to the NBA. He's raw. He's young. Of course, that goes without saying with any rookie. But I'm so sick and tired of everybody saying Jabari's so much better. If you do the math and you look at basketball, everything Duke does is through Jabari. He touches the ball 1,000 more times than Wiggins. Wiggins settled. If he touched it and they ran the offense on Kansas through him like they do Jabari, he would put up the same numbers or better. That's all I'm saying. Jabari, okay, I'll give him a little more edge as far as translation to the NBA game. But give that boy Wiggins some time. Let him get on one of them teams like Oklahoma City. I mean, you know, they're doing work right now. He would never go there. He's going to go to a bottom-tier team. But let that boy get out on the wing in the NBA. And the NBA is about scoring. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be all right.
So like
he's
going to
be all right. And I'm always the opponent of make that money while it's there and you can. Forget risking an injury. If you can go in the top five, you got to go with the time as far as I'm concerned. Because unless you're going to go once the following year, what's the difference?
What's your opinion on Tyler Ennis from Syracuse? He's leaving. He's going
I like him. I mean, he doing his numbers. He's definitely solid. You know what I mean? And hey, I think he should stay. But
okay.
Then again, it's all on your draft projections. If you can get that money, get it now, man, because one blown knee changes everything. You know what I'm saying? And the school ain't going to care about you. It's just about what you can do for them. Let's be real. And some of these kids coming out of poverty, you can always go back as a millionaire and finish your degree. I'm tired of everybody using that like the catalyst to make them stay. You can go back and get your degree. Get that paper. That paper ain't going to be there at all times. That degree will. You can go back and get that, especially as a millionaire. You know what I mean?
I mean,
get
if you can get that money,
get it, man.
You know, do what's best for you in your best interest, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, like you said, the education is always going to be there, but, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I'm not against staying. I'm kind of more leaning on the stay side. I think you should stay at least 2 years, at least.
Yeah, but you talking with a full stomach. Let me go back to Hood Economics 101. When I'm starving, don't tell me what to eat and how to eat. That's all I'm saying. Bottom line, you can't get it no more simple than that. Do not plan my meal for me. I may not be able to pay what you can afford. But I'm trying to eat. You feel me? Different strokes for different folks. Period. Simple and plain. What floats your boat may sink mine.
I hear that, man. But I mean, you know, again, like you said, it is different strokes for different folks. You move how you move. You know what I'm saying? And I just think for certain people that, you know, it's a requirement for them to do what they do. But for people, it's just a add-on. I don't think Andrew Wiggins is in a situation where, you know, he's, you know, going to be bleeding power in the league or whatever. So, I mean, you know, and I just think that for him, do what you do. That was planned from the door. So we knew what it was for him. He wasn't staying. We already knew. Mm-hmm. We already said that he was looking forward to the draft or whatever. So, bon, we knew he was leaving. But Tyler Eddie, I'm like, I don't know, man. I think
he's leaving.
Wouldn't have hurt him, son. Yeah, he's leaving. Yeah, Tyler Ennis is leaving.
Oh, wow, that's deep. I didn't know
that.
I mean,
I
don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
That, You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I mean, man, by doing the math. Like, guys like that, you got your name out there. You was doing work, especially when Syracuse was on that run. They know who you are, brother, man. You a freshman. Stay another year and get a pocket. And that's what I mean by different strokes for different folks. If you stay right now, you'll be projected as one of the top guards, if not the top guard in the league. And
if you
then
come
everybody
out next
be
year.
Eyeing on.
Right, right.
And
right.
Now instead of the 11th pick, now you're in the top five, the top three maybe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. I hear exactly what you're saying. And that's how I looked at it for as far as Tyler Ennis' case. I think he would have better served staying another year. It wouldn't have killed him to stay another year.
I feel that way, too.
When I heard Tyler Ennis was leaving, I was like, oh, man, come on, yo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. But anyway, he does what he got to do, whatever, and, you know, good luck to him and all that. And, yeah, man, some people you look at, like Wiggins, you look at Embiid, you look at Jabari, you look at the kid Aaron Gordon from Arizona. You know what I'm saying? So you look at a lot of kids and be like, okay, they're going to leave due to that, whatever situation that they got to deal with, they're going to deal with it, and they're going to leave school and go pro. Then you look at some of them like, they don't need to leave right now. And Tyler Ennis is one of those. That's all I was saying. Tyler Ennis was like, nah.
Hey, how my grandmother used to say, he's smelling himself now. He got a little ink. Now you can't tell him nothing, you know what I mean? A couple of those alpha beta cappers done threw him a little something. And now, you know what I mean? You can't tell him nothing. He's feeling it. He's the man on campus. You know what I mean? You know, got the ditty bop on. You can't tell him nothing.
Man,
you come in that league, NBA is grown men business.
Yes, grown men business.
Nothing but athletes in the NBA. So you go there and may not make it. You may be a D-League specialist. No guarantee you're going to make it.
D-League specialist. Yo, so,
and
yeah,
that goes for Wiggins and all them guys,
man,
too.
Speaking of the NBA right now, man, so – you know, what's it looking like to you right now as far as the East is concerned? You think the Knicks gonna make the playoffs?
Like, that's so irrelevant. That's like pissing in the wind. It ain't gonna make a difference. Like, who cares? And I'm from New York, and I would love to see New York basketball team do work, because to me it's like the mecca of street ball. But the Knicks will go there and get swept by whoever they play. So it ain't going to make a difference.
That was my point exactly. Like, what you pick your poison.
It's room for
like,
good
okay,
drama.
You make the playoffs. What does that mean? If you make the playoffs, what does that mean? An extra couple of games at the Garden? Whatever.
Yo, Mayor, you know
what
they say
mean,
in the hood
though,
to that, though?
Because you're going to play either Miami or
extra
Indiana.
Check. My man said that to me the other day. I said, now we getting the extra check. When did you get on the Knicks payroll, and why ain't I got season tickets?
Right.
We getting the extra check. What is that extra check going to do for you?
Yeah, they got to pick their poison, and what do you want? Do you want Miami or Indiana in the first round? You tell me how you want it. Don't put the
Indiana all day long.
How you want it, Indiana or Miami in the first round?
Indiana all day long. Indiana couldn't beat Texas A&M women's squad right now.
Right now, but I think they'll be ready for the playoffs, man. But, I mean,
they get up for Miami, though.
Stranger things could happen. I would be happy if the Knicks make the playoffs, but I can accept the playoffs being an under 500 team, and that's what the Knicks are going to be. The Knicks are not going to be a 500 team. They'll be lost 43 games.
I would like to see the Knicks go there because they like dysfunctional, you know, with J.R. Swish and all them clowns out there. So I would like to see them go because they'll be just throwing like haymakers. They're truly not scared of Miami. They playing with house money. But then you got these clowns like Indiana that was big and bad, got off to that great start. Oh, we got to get home field. We need home field. That home field is almost gone. If I was Miami, I would sit D-Wade because they can make the same run with him or without him as far as these last nine games or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Either hold on the lead or not. Miami's one of the few teams that can go anywhere and win the series. So they don't need home field. Not as much as Indiana needs it. If they get it, it's just a bonus. But Indiana needs it. And the way they play, didn't Bird just take over the coaching reign?
Indiana? I don't think so.
I mean, I've seen it on Facebook. Maybe it's just some wishful thinkers. But I think Bird took over the coaching reign. That's what they were saying. A couple guys on my Facebook page hit me like, yeah, Bird's taking over. Okay,
Bird
good luck with that.
Bird ain't taking over nothing. I don't see what's really so bad with the Pacers. They just hitting the bump in the road right now, man. That's all. They're gonna see if they really want.
They've been
it.
Taking
all,
some
you know
bad
I mean?
Losses. Cleveland
they
just
are,
gave
they,
them
they
the
are
business.
Taking some real bad losses. And
the Spurs
like
just gave them the business.
Yeah, the
Spurs
they're taking
the
some bad losses, and
they're
gonna
looking
have to turn
ugly
it up.
Taking
now,
them like.
Now is when they got to turn it up, but I mean, if Bird. You know, has to come out of his office and say what he got to say. So you know it's serious. So Frank Vogel got to have them dudes step it up and do what they got to do, man. And Paul George got to get his head out of his behind, and they got to make it happen. You know what I mean?
I love Paul George until he said that foolishness with LeBron. Like, you know, wait, you wanted to be your gym buddy? Okay, cool, fine, well, and but handle your business. Right now, y'all enemies, man. Stop throwing LeBron
right.
up more than he already
yeah.
is. He That's, don't need yeah. that. And what else is he going to say? Oh, I'll mentor him. Like, he's going to be like, no, I won't mentor him. Come on.
Yeah,
and that was
they,
a good
they,
look,
they
by the way, what LeBron
you, man,
did
man,
as far
man,
as that,
show,
that kid with cancer, show. Letting him come in. That's a good look, man. We need more players like that, man. LeBron's
mm-hmm.
a good dude. I don't like him, but he's a good dude.
Right. Yeah, man, but I don't know, man. People just talk about what the Knicks going to do and if the Knicks going to playoffs and all that. I mean, if they good if they do, or what are they going to do once they get there? That's the question. That was the only thing I wanted to know. What are they going to do when they get there? Oh, you don't know what's going to happen? No, I do know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I do know what's going to happen. That's the problem. You know,
you're like, I do know what's going on.
And you know what else, though, man? Over in the West, I think I've been trying to, you know, give my man Slight Coward the business all season, but he's been playing some good ball, man. He's still got the Slight
Who's
Coward
the
name. Yeah, till he wins something. Yeah, till he wins something, man. But he's having a good season.
Dwight Howard has been playing the best
right.
ball at the center spot. But
right.
he's still got to go see the Wizards. And
yeah.
I don't know, the Wizard
yeah,
must be on vacation
yeah.
because he's not giving out no more courage, no time soon.
That's true. Yeah. I mean,
and Dwight Howard's a big punk.
Mm. Yeah.
He was, when
Dwight
they
Howard.
Went, when he took them there with the Magic, he was gully. That's when he was the man. He ain't been the man since. That's my word. And I ain't saying that because I'm mad because he left my Lakers. I'm
right.
saying that because he got to show me more.
Really
like
was, he never really was with the Lakers.
I know, true. But
no,
my thing is, he can, yo, he's an athletic freak. Everybody keep talking, oh, LeBron, have you seen Dwight Howard's shoulders?
Yeah,
you stand behind that man, you disappear.
He's
supposed to be
monster.
Doing work.
Right. That's right. But why isn't he doing that? That's right.
The Wizards.
Hold on 1 second, so we got the bell. The bell is unusually loud tonight, no doubt. Shout out to the bell. Yeah, yo, hold on. I got my man Satchel Paige in the building. What's good, my dude?
What's good,
homie? What's good? Oh, we got good. I got my man Satchel Paige in the building.
Yes, sir.
What's good, my dude? It's not looking too good for my Yankees right now, fam.
Man, I'm watching this right now, and CeCe getting touched out here. I don't know what the deal.
Yo, man.
You know. I was wondering how he was gonna look, you know, having lost all that weight and everything, and come back supposedly healthier. But I'm saying he just gave up another base hit. Look at this right here.
Mm.
They gotta put out, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, because they were saying towards the end of last year, man, that he had lost some velocity on his fastball. It was like from 94 to 92. You know what I'm saying? So that was like, well, you know, now he's losing weight, and then you know his fastball, they're catching up to it. Like, and the show tonight, man, I seen two home runs. They gave up two home runs already, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't,
has he got to 90 yet? It looks like he's like hovering around 83, 84. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like he got
so
nothing.
So he pitched a batting practice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he is.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so what's good with you, man? What's going on?
And I'm chilling. I'm watching this Yankee game and checking out my Dodgers.
See the Dodgers.
You know,
Dodgers
yeah.
is doing their thing, man. So what did you think about them going to Australia to open up the season like last week?
You know, I kind of wish that the Diamondbacks would have got stuck there, actually. Like, you know, if there's a team I hate, it's the Diamondbacks. But, you know, they took care of business out there. I'm still not convinced by the hitting yet.
Right.
The bats got to come alive with what we got here. But Puig is starting off decent. Gonzalez is slow. Hanley's been pretty slow. That's basically it. And I will say this about them. I will not be surprised. I mean, we can't have four outfielders. But not these
right.
four outfielders. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, unless they like 20 games ahead of everybody else, I don't see them keeping. You know, somebody got to go.
Who's going though? Depends on the season.
Yeah,
right?
you know what?
Season to happen, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm thinking him actually, and I hate it. No, that's my dude right there. But
they get the most value back from Kemp.
Yeah, they'll get the most value with him. He might still have some good seasons ahead of him, but you know, hell, man, it's tough.
Right.
You know, Crawford's gonna be hard. It's hard to tell because his contract. You know, Ethier's showing that he can play now. He can play center field, so he's versatile. And Puig ain't going nowhere. So I mean, like, it looks like the odd man.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, maybe get a second baseman for him. You know, if I don't know what D Gordon's gonna look like the rest of the season. But you know, we can get a second baseman for Kemp. I wouldn't be too mad about that, I guess. But we should take the West.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can go all the way. But I'm give us the West. I'm gonna go on pencil a stand right there. Looking at the rest of these bums out here. Yeah, it's rough on y'all. It's rough on the Yankees.
To win the whole thing, my Yankees, man, because, you know, Derek Jeter and all that, man. But he got hit in the hand and said, that's the sign. Damn, my Sheriff throwing all over the place. That's not the sign. And she's getting
hit. Hey, yo, I can barely hear you kind of going in and out.
Yeah. But you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay, cool.
That's Verizon. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, CeCe's getting shelled, man. And, yeah, like my man Slate said, man, this is the first game of the season or whatever, man.
Yeah, I
also said CeCe ain't that dude no more, though, man. He's not that dude no more.
He's not. And that's true. He ain't been the dude in, like, 2-3 seasons.
That's what I'm saying. I agree wholeheartedly.
He left Milwaukee.
You know, yeah, we're pretty much. Well, he had this first season with New York when y'all won the series.
Yeah, we won the World Series, but CeCe was doing his thing, but he wasn't dominating like he was in Milwaukee and Cleveland.
We won't see that again.
He was killing.
We won't see that again.
He just got to be adequate. He's getting shelled like they can hit him blindfolded right now.
Well, like last couple years actually, it's like. You know, you look up, it's a fourth inning, and CeCe's throwing, you know, 85 pitches.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And that's the problem for him. It's not efficient pitching. You know, before, you know, he'd give you 7-8 strong.
Mm-hmm.
So
strong.
You think, you know, with that, now.
That's
you know,
right. 9-10 strikeouts.
You know what I'm saying? Now he's giving them, like, 4 or 5 runs.
Yes.
So it's the fifth inning, and he's, like, over 100.
Yeah. So
you can't do that all season and just rely on the bats to stage, especially not these bats. I like the additions, particularly McCann. I think that's probably y'all best pickup, even better than Ellsbury. But, yeah, I mean, it's like the bats got to wake up. I think even if the bats are decent and the pitching is decent, it's a tough AL East.
The East is crazy, man, because we got to, you know, deal with Tampa Bay. We got to deal with the Red Sox. The Orioles is kind of like Manny Machado's not back, so they kind of like coming at it, but they still going to be there. So the whole division is going to be crazy. So
yeah.
It's either it's I don't know what's going to happen. I wish I could renege on my pick right now, man. I'm going to think it through. I'm going to stick because the Yankees are my team, man. I live and die with the Yankees, but come on, yo. You gotta look at it, man. Kelly Johnson at third base.
And you know what,
Satchel, I had a question. And this was my question like about a month and a half ago or 2 months ago for spring training. I was like, why can't they put Alfonso Soriano at second base?
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Why can't they, can I get the bell to ring or something for that? Because why can't they, I was like, what is the problem?
Can he not play it anymore?
Yeah, he played me the first time.
I know.
He played the second base.
You're saying, can he not play anymore?
I have no idea, my dude. And it's like, how much range do you have to have?
None at all, right?
Thank you. That's it. That's all I was saying. Why? And I was thinking in my mind, I was like, why can't they just, and his bat would be in the lineup for one. You know, they like, why would you put Alfonso Soriano in second base? I'm like, think about it. Think about it, idiot. His bat would be in the lineup, right? You could just play around with the outfield. If you got Gardner, Ellsbury, Beltran, Ichiro, you know what I'm saying? So you can play around with the outfield. So, you know what I mean? Put Soriano in second base, keep his bat in the lineup. To share with Soriano, Jeter, and Kelly Johnson, I can live with that.
Indeed.
I can live with Soriano making the occasional error. Cano did it. Stop playing. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
And I'm not trying to play Cano out, but I'm being real. You know I'm being real. Cano did.
Yeah.
I can live with the occasional error. But Soriano's popping the bat in the lineup, and he wouldn't even have to play every day. So then you can play Kelly Johnson twice a week at second base. Soriano's DH.
But they got Brian Roberts.
Brian Roberts. Mr. Can't stay healthy.
Can't stay healthy. Ain't had a season since, what, 04, 05?
Man, it's been a minute. Yeah.
You know? And, what are you going to do? It's just too strong a division, really. I mean, it's Tampa Bay, Boston,
Baltimore. Yeah.
You know,
and I'm not even worried about the Blue Jays because I think the Blue Jays, last year I took the Blue Jays to win the World Series. So, I don't
have faith in them at all, actually. I mean, I did pick them at the beginning of the year last year.
Yeah, they had a monster team last year. Look at that. And they had pitching.
Supposedly, on paper, yeah.
Yeah, on paper, exactly. On paper. They was beasting on paper. You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with my man Satchel Paige in the building. I got my man Slate in the house with me. After further review, man, just want to shout out once again, man, the 29th anniversary, man, in Villanova over Georgetown and all that, man. That game. You know what I'm saying? Watching Gary McClain high, you know, knee high, out of his mind, rocking out. Villanova missed six shots the whole game. John Thompson catches you and couldn't understand it. They pulled a big April Fool's joke on everybody and beat Georgetown for the national championship. Shout out to Villanova, you know, word up. But, yeah, man.
Go ahead. What do you think about that big standing ovation your boy Ryan Braun got when he came back? That was great.
I think that, you know, Ryan Braun, you know, really shouldn't have got a standing ovation.
Look, man.
He shouldn't have got it because, he lied and, you know, lied and lied again and lied again and got caught out there and then tried to be contrite about it, man. But the people in Milwaukee are forgiven. It's a different vibe than in New York. Because you know how we gave it to A-Rod, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think that,
man.
You know, I don't think
man.
He should have got
But A-Rod's not a likable dude, though. A-Rod's not a likable dude, though. That's all that is.
Just what I'm saying, though. Like, you know, and you know, I'm a Dodger fan, and Braun, he stole the MVP from Kemp because that was Kemp's MVP all the way around. There you go. Every reason they gave that to Ryan Braun. So I'm not fooling with the dude right off the bat. You know, and I don't care about, like, you know, whatever it is he took. Personally, because I think, you know, I'm a Dodger fan, but Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player ever. I don't care what anybody has to say about it. It's like you're not gonna win that argument against me. But so I don't care.
I got a bone to pick about that, but go ahead.
But yeah, man, like, you know, maybe it's the complexion. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't see how you can do what he did. Like, now it's just stupid now at this point.
Right.
Like after they didn't pass all the laws and everything, as far as like PEDs and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
like to get caught now is just stupid.
Right.
I don't understand that.
It's people still get caught. You're right.
You know, it's just dumb for that to even happen.
Mm.
You know, I can't fool with the dude, man. Like, just because he took the MVP from Kemp, you know what I'm saying? Not because of what he did, but
because right.
that MVP belonged to Matt Kemp.
No doubt. To Rod, your point about Barry Bonds, man, I respect Barry Bonds, and everything that you said was right, you know what I mean? But as far as the, you know, the greatest, I just can't get out of my mind how when they played the Braves in the playoffs, and that ball, Cabrera hit the left field.
Hey, man, look.
Replay right now. That's like technology today. You can look at that replay.
You're
going to
frame by frame it.
Sid Bream, like,
your man did throw out Sid Bream.
Like, Sid, come on, man.
He didn't even charge the ball, Satch. He didn't charge the ball, my dude. He played the ball on some lackadaisical stuff and came up with it and Sid Bream beat him.
Hey, man, look, Sid Bream first to second base in, like, give me 6 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like, he threw that dude out. I'm not trying to hear that, man. And, you know, because of that, I hate the Braves to this day.
I hate you. And that was the last time the Pirates seen the play. Oh, man.
You know.
Yo. And I still get on people that try to tell me about Barry Bonds. I'm like, that play right there that Barry Bonds didn't make, that's the play that messed him up.
Hey, man, he threw him out. That's
I
all
think
I'm
he's
saying.
Out. Yeah,
oh,
I agree with that. Like, to me,
that was a
Barry's
call.
The dude. Barry
that was a
is
that
dude.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not messing with Barry Bonds. His pops was the truth, but I'm not messing with Barry Bonds.
I have never seen a better hitter than Barry Bonds. And when
at
he
all,
was
man.
Before all of this PED and the big head and the supersized neck, he was the truth, Hall of Fame status in Pittsburgh before any of that. And there's so many guys, like, you know, hood economics 101. If you catch 30 people, that means you didn't catch 100. And I'm just mad that they're coming out with all this PED stuff now. But if you ask me, all of them old cats was using, man.
But you know what, though, Clay?
All
you know
of them cats
Clay,
was
yo,
using.
Hold on. To Barry Bonds' defense, I don't think, you know, they keep talking around him. They not really pinpointing nothing. So, Barry, to me, Barry Bonds ain't do nothing.
Let's say he did. My thing is
they
this.
They ain't proved nothing.
Let me play devil's advocate. Let's say he did. And I mean,
right.
compared to his original neck and the supersized neck, you kind of got
to
lean towards he did. But I'm just saying, with that being said,
Mark McGwire and Roger Clemens.
I'm just saying, with that being said, Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens, all of them other cats who we know used and admitted to using later, never hit like Barry. It doesn't make you connect the ball. You still gotta have that eyeball contact. And I never seen a hitter like him. Barry used to get one pitch a game. They used to give him one pitch to hit, and he used to kill it.
Bonds, the base is loaded.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
When it was
kind of,
when Sammy Sosa and them had that race, like as much as the PD talk, baseball was never hotter than that home run race with Sosa and Aguirre and them clowns. That's when baseball was popping for me. That's what made me really start to get in it when they had that home run race. And in the, on them cats' best day, they never hit like Barry. And when he first broke Roger Maris' record on Aguirre, they was sending him right down the middle, damn near underhanded. But when it came to Barry, Barry was getting one pitch every five innings, and
yeah,
he was
walked,
killing
yeah.
it. Yeah. Batting average, on-base, slugging percentage, everything. Crushing them.
This is what I'm saying, though. This is what I'm saying. Like, so of all of the names that we do know, okay, think about all the names that we don't know. You know, think about the folks that stated by, like, okay, you take somebody like Fernando Vina. Fernando Vina, he admitted to it. He admitted steroids or whatever. Like, what's the punishment for Vina? There is no punishment for Vina because he ain't do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like...
Be easy.
So, how are you going to punish Barry because he flourished? Like, he was flourishing regardless. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, I mean, I don't even, like, mention the home run. Okay, I ain't got to say that. I can say 500. Who else has done that? Who else has done 400? How about the oldest to ever win a bat title? Like, get out of here, man. That dude's the best. Just hands down. Like, the best ever.
I'm telling you, he was a beast in Pittsburgh, too. He was a beast before he even got to the Giants.
He won four MVPs in a row.
Hold that thought, man. I got another call.
Hi, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's going on? Black and yellow all day.
Black and yellow all day. You know, it's black and yellow
yes,
every day.
What's up, Pierre?
Thank God we're not in New York.
but it's all good.
It's all good. I'm running about a game. Got 161 more games to go.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
It's good that first game last year, so.
So, Sam, I got Sasha Page in the building. What's your American League pick for the American League? I said Detroit at first.
I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna ride with Detroit. I think Kansas City is gonna make some noise though.
Yeah.
I really think Kansas City is their wild card team. I put it like that. So they're wild card team. So they're gonna sneak up on folks. I got the A's coming out the West.
Yep.
Probably gonna top them in the West unless the Angels like. Get their bats on early. I mean, I watched them last night, and Trout had one swing, but that was like get the rest of the game.
Did you see how Don Bella broke his leg?
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Did he just say Detroit?
Yeah, he said Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit. Is there an issue? I just want to know. I mean, they still got Cabrera. I'm not saying they win it at all, but I hope they fall flat on their face.
They
might as well. I mean, I don't care. I'm a Dodgers fan. I mean, they can.
Oh,
picking them. I'm picking Detroit as the AL. And it's not them. I mean, I might have to go with Tampa Bay.
Everybody's picking Tampa Bay all of a sudden.
they must plan on keeping David Price.
They're going to have to because they got to run this year. I think this is it.
Yeah.
If not, he's gone. So, I mean.
Will Myers is the truth, though, man.
He is. I mean.
Will Myers is the truth, yo. You got to.
Hold on
one second. You're listening to After Further Review, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 and get in on the conversation. We got you covered. I got my man Satchel Paige in the building with me tonight talking baseball. I got my man here in the building with me. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 and get in. Yeah, Satch, man. So, it's real crazy right now, man. You said the Detroit Tigers will do their thing. Scherzer turned down some money. You know,
yeah, right.
And I think that might have been a good look for the long run. You know what I'm saying? You know,
they might have been a good look for them in the long run because they got a lot. They got to get Verlander together. You know what I mean? Anibal Sanchez, and even though they got rid of Doug Fister or whatever, I think that locking Scherzer up would be a good look for them. But I don't know. Surgeons may be looking at a bigger picture. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to say I don't think Surgeon's going to – I don't think he can do what he did last year. I mean, what he did last year was just flat out, you know, remarkable.
Right.
I don't think he's going to do that again. But, I mean, we still got – Verlander's still Verlander, and he's going to pitch deep. He's going to get some wins. Losing Fielder – I think going to help them. Cabrera's going back to first base. And so that gives them a little more flexibility and stuff like that, another place they need it. And, I think Torrey Hunter's leadership, I mean, they got the pieces to get it done. Like I say, it's not them. I mean, I got to ride with Tampa Bay as the AL. And everybody's talking Cardinals in the NL, and I don't see it. I think, you know, Pittsburgh might be a better team than them this year. I really do.
I think Pittsburgh lost AJ Burnett. That's gonna be something. You know, they won yesterday on a walk off home by Neil Walker. You know what I'm saying? I think that you know, the Pirates losing AJ Burnett to the Phillies they're gonna backslide a little bit, man. I think the Pirates are gonna take a step back. I just think that the Cardinals. I got the Cardinals and the Yankees in the World Series. I might have to rethink that pick. I might have to revisit that pick after tonight, man.
One night, and like you know, the Astros they beat up on the Rangers in the first game of the
season.
What's that?
You gotta revisit that pick.
I might have to revisit it tonight after tonight.
Kia, I was watching
the game. I was like,
I'm not revisiting my pick.
I got
Yankees and Yankees and Nationals in the World Series.
You got the Yankees
and
Nationals. In the
who?
Yep. The Nationals.
The who? Yep, the Nationals.
The team from 2 years ago.
Huh? What's that? Salzburg is picking through July.
The Nationals.
Salzburg's going to be done in July. Okay.
She said Bryce Harper going to hit 55 home runs.
On what earth?
She said Steven Strasburg going to win 29 games.
I ain't say that.
On 14,
I just picked the Nationals to win to go to the World Series with the Yankees.
They not getting past the Braves.
They getting past the Braves.
I hate the Braves, but you know
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello.
And, I was saying, I saw the Braves. You know, I'm here in Mississippi, and you know, we got the minor league team here, and them jokers came out there before the season started. I mean, it's like that is a real life squad right there, up and down. Like BJ Upton, if he like starts hitting again, then the
and
Braves.
When is that going to be exactly? What is
that's the thing. It's like he ain't got to do much with that squad.
Yeah.
And like he ain't got a bad 310. I mean, he could be a solid 270.
They got the killer team. If he just hit a little bit,
that's all
they
I'm
would
saying.
Be killing it right now.
That's all I'm saying. Like if he give him a solid 270, then there'll be trouble. But, yeah, I mean
they got bats all over their lineup.
I'm not counting.
Freddie Freeman, Ugla, Haywood, B.J. Upton, Justin Upton,
Justin,
Evan Gattis. You know what I'm saying? They got
right,
a lineup.
Yeah.
Anderson Simmons got a little bat.
Yeah, it's like they. Well, I can't pick them because I hate them. But I think they're going to win the AL East. We're going to talk about the other team in New York. Because, they got Granderson.
Granderson went 0-5 yesterday.
Yo, there's another
exactly.
team in New York? I didn't know there was another team in New York. I thought it was just the Yankees.
Granderson went 0-5 yesterday, son. Don't tell me that. Granderson, you can have Curtis Granderson. And I told him about Curtis Granderson is going to stink with the Mets.
Man.
Yo, real quick, man.
Go ahead.
I'm feeling a little under the weather. You know, I'm fighting this bad cold and this sore throat, so I'm going to have to sign off. Just, you know, respect
man.
And love my brother, Satch, Kia. You know
That's
how we
up.
Do, Kia, already. We double riding.
Better,
black
yeah,
dude.
We know how we go.
But I just want to wish you all the best and one love and enjoy the rest of the show. And I'm going to holler back when I can, but this throat is killing me.
Go ahead, my dude. Get better, my dude. What's
all right.
Up?
Yeah, no all doubt. Right. Y'all
That's
be
my
easy.
Man Slade in the building. That's my man Slade in the building all day. Yeah, so, man, I'm just thinking right now. We just going to chalk this one up as a wash right now with the Yankees and all that. And I just think the Atlanta Braves, their lineup, man, can be killer. The loss of Hudson, Tim Hudson went to the Giants. I just think that they kind of like missing something with that right there. But Washington, you know, they got a squad. Doug Fist is going to get his thing together with Washington, you know what I mean? And Matt Williams being their manager, I think it gives them that pull up your boot type thing that Davey Johnson didn't do. You know what I mean? Being more of a laid-back, older dude. So I think Washington is going to be right there. You know what I'm saying? As far as the Mets are concerned, it's going to be the same old Mets, man. I'm not worried about them doing nothing. It's going to be the same old Mets, man. The same old Mets. You know what I mean? I think they got a chance to do something, but they don't know what they're doing.
I give them 75 wins. I can't see more than that.
If they finish 500, it'll be a successful season. I just think I'll leave it at that.
Oh, if they finish 500, it's a great season. I don't see that. The Phillies are done.
Right.
I mean Miami. They got some young guns out there. They got some youngsters. They putting together a squad.
They got two of the best youngsters. Damn.
Yeah, they putting together a squad in Miami. I still think it's like, you know, maybe two years, something like that, before if they can keep them pieces together. But really it's, you know, it's LA. I'm still going with Pittsburgh in the Central and Atlanta in the East. And I'm gonna say St. Louis. I don't even know if I'm going to give the Nationals a wild card. I give the Nationals a wild card, I guess. But I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced. I think they had one good season, and that's it. You know.
Okay.
That's it. I got the AL. Okay, go ahead.
I had in the National League, I had Washington actually in the National League in the East. I had St. Louis in the Central. I had the Dodgers in the West, with the Giants and the Braves being a wild card.
You know, the Giants, that's scary.
Yeah.
And so because
the Giants
it's like
have two rings in the last 4 years.
It's like, you know, they you know, just when everybody like forgot about them, that's when they're gonna, you know, win 95 games and finally win the series. You know, it's like that's how they do.
They gave Lincecum that money. I think, you know, if Lincecum steps his game up, the Giants would be a beast. I'm not worried about Kane or Bumgarner or another. If Lincecum can step his game up and go back to how he used to be, you know what I mean? The Giants would be that team. They would be them and the Dodgers would be a great season. Them and the Dodgers.
Oh yeah, but, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I like the Giants and the Braves to be wild cards in the National League. In the American League, I went with my sentimental pick, the Yankees, to win the division. I picked Cleveland to win the Central. I picked Cleveland because last year, I told them before the season started, I said, Cleveland's going to make a run because Terry Francona is not going to have that nonsense. They got a veteran squad. They're pitching is young, and they might make some noise, and they made some noise. I like them to win the division this year. I like Oakland to win the West. I like the wild cards to be Boston and the Angels, and the wild card. You know, I was going to say Kansas
anymore.
City, but I think Kansas City's next year. Kansas City will be right.
I can't pick the Angels anymore.
Nah,
you know, I mean, when you look at it, you look at them. I mean, really, it's, the issue is, I think, with the Angels. Other than Weaver, like, I'm not convinced that they're pitching. CJ Wilson, the same thing with Sabathia. It's like you look up in the fourth and he's throwing 98 pitches. And, you know, neither one of them are in, like, the upper 90s or anything like that on the fastball, you know.
Right.
I just saw CC. And CC's been looking better this game because they're going through six now. And you know, it's still 6-0. The bats ain't, you know, you got one
nobody
hit.
Nobody, the bats ain't wake up yet.
Yeah.
They're still cashing their checks.
Beltran got the only hit so far. But, I can't pick the Angels. I think Kansas City and Boston are wild cards. I think Cleveland is gonna push pretty much to the limit. I think all the way through the season they're going to be in it. Other than that, man, that's it.
You know why I picked the Angels? Because I kind of figured that Hamilton will earn his money this year and Albert Pujols will earn his money. They earn their money at the same time. And Mike, of course, with Mike Trout, you know what I'm saying? And I think David Freese hitting that American League pitching. I just thought that, you know, with Pujols and Hamilton would get nice at the same time. They would both, you know, start earning their dough.
If they can do that, but I think, you know, for the Angels to win, they got to put up like 7-8 runs a game. And I don't see that happening. You know?
Yeah.
I just don't see it because they're pitching. I'm not convinced that they're pitching. You know, Trout, it's like, okay, Pujols, he deserved that money then because I think that was just back pay. So pay that man. Hamilton, you know, coming off what he did with Texas, okay, yeah. Trout, you got to keep Trout because they're going to be fighting over him next couple, you know, if you don't, you know, at the end of the season. But
they just gave him $144 million for 6 years.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, I mean, they had to do that. But, you know.
They had to do it, right.
But, you know, if, you know, Weaver and C.J. Wilson, and that's what you got to count on as far as pitching goes, as far as star pitching. And you know, I just don't see it. I mean, last night, you know, Weaver did decent, you know, as I thought he would.
But then, what, 7th, 8th inning? I mean, the bullpen comes in and, you know,
yeah,
they give up,
and
you know.
Blows it up, right.
They blow it up, you know. Oh,
mm-hmm,
I went to bed,
mm-hmm,
and I see, you know, Angels up 3-2 or whatever, and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I get up in the morning, and say, they lost 10-3. I'm like, dude, you know, they can't do that. They got to have some pitching.
Right.
And, you know, without that, I don't see them, you know, come. I can't put them in the playoffs. I bring them off. I put it like that.
Yeah, man. I just think the Angels they're due, and I have Oakland winning the division, though. I just like the A's, man. They're a team. They're a team.
Yeah.
They're a team. They don't
right,
really
exactly.
have any superstar dudes to say, okay, he deserves $35 million a year or whatever, but they have a team. And
exactly.
the Oakland A's is a team that you need to be scared of, but when it comes, I think when it comes to playoff time, there's something just happens to them. Their team is a team, okay? I like Josh Reddick. I like Coco Chris. He's been around for 100 years. I like him.
Right.
I like the pitching. I like the pitching. They keep them some pitching. I got to give it to Oakland. Oakland keeps some pitching. And, you know, a guy like Cespedes and a guy like Brandon Moss, those guys
right.
like that, those guys are going to hit. Everybody's going to have a type of year that's good for them. And then you put it together, and then the pitching comes together, and then their relief pitching, their middle relief is the truth, and then they got the closer from Baltimore. They just flipped closers.
Right.
Baltimore and Oakland. They got Oakland got Jim Johnson from Baltimore.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that, to me, in my situation, I think that's an upgrade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like Oakland, and they won the division the last 2 years.
Right.
So you can't sleep on them for that.
In spite of, you know, everybody talking Texas and everybody
yeah.
talking Angels, and, you know, you look up and they're the A's in first place. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
like
winning
that,
all those 3-2 games.
I agree 100% with them. You know,
mm-hmm.
they got all the pieces together. They don't have any superstars or anything like that, but they got the pieces that, you know, they can win. And
okay.
I think they will. They'll win those ugly games.
What was Robinson Cano signed with the Seattle Mariners?
Man, they fleeced them so hard. Like, you know, like, what was it?
240.
240, that's what it was. And it's like they made that look like a bargain. You know, because first he's talking $300 million, and then at the end of the day, he signed for $240 million. I mean, it's like, I'm like, hey, man, you know, go get your paper or whatever. But, you know, that's all they got, you know. Like, I mean, King Felix is going to be King Felix. But other than that, I mean, I don't know.
They didn't get nothing with them, though. That's the thing.
That's
they, you know,
saying.
I thought
yeah,
that they was going to spend some money
else with it.
They didn't get nothing else with Robinson Cano. They got Corey Hart. They got Logan Morrison. What is that?
Ooh, sorry. You know.
You know what I'm saying? So they didn't get nothing to go to Robinson Cano's back. You know what I mean? And I think just think that it's a bad move for them if they're trying to win now. Robinson Cano's not going to be your second baseman in 10 years. I'm sorry to tell you.
And I don't even know if they care in Seattle. You know, I think it's like, you know, hey, we got to sell some tickets because, and that's how we're going to sell tickets. We're going to sign Robinson Cano, pay him a whole hell of a lot of money, and just try to, you know, get some more seats in the stands. You know, try to put some kind of product together. Maybe eventually, you know, somebody want to come and pay for them. But, yeah, I think they can make. They didn't go and get anybody else, you know, around him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Cano. And you're just
yeah.
hoping that, you know, the rest of these bums can do something, which, you know, I don't see it.
Tell them how you really feel.
You know, I mean,
that,
that's
bums.
What they are. They bums.
Yeah.
You got Felix Hernandez, and he's going to be solid. And you got Robinson Cano. And the rest. You know, Lord, God bless Lord McClendon. You know,
cause, he gonna have him some nights. Yeah, but
yeah,
that pitcher Iramura, his year had a blister, so he's out. He won 14 games last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know, man. Hey, I'm not the GM of Seattle, nothing like that. I'm like, hey, go get your money or whatever. If they paying, you know, go ahead and do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, as a team, you know, Seattle, they'll be at the bottom of the division. Well, no, they won't because the Astros are there.
That's, right.
They're going to hold them up. Ooh, wow, who's that guy hit? That Gardner. Yeah, Gardner just got hit. They're killing our boys. But Astros going to hold at the bottom, and it's Seattle, and that's it. And, you know, it's hard to regret $240 million, but I don't think Cano's out there trying to win either.
I heard that. It's like, you know, Seattle had to do what they had to do to attract some more, you know, people or whatever. And them, I mean, that just looks like how it is because they're not spending any more money. They're not going forward. They're not making any more moves or whatever. And look what we turned Robinson Cano into, though. Beltran and Ellsbury and McCann and Tanaka. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, when Robinson Cano left, I was like, okay. It wasn't a thing like, you know, he got rings with us. He's that dude. He's, you know, that second baseman right there that we can't stand to be without. I was like, $300 million? I'll see you later, my dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Good luck. Good luck out there in the North Pacific, Northwest, and all of that. I'll see you later. I'll see you when I'm looking at you. I can't do it.
You know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, if you're Seattle, I guess, you know, I mean, it makes sense because, I mean, what else are you going to do? That's the thing. It's like you're in Seattle, you got the A's, you got the Angels, and you got the Rangers. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you're not going to compete with them. You know, you're up there in the Pacific Northwest where nobody cares, you know. So it's like how do you get people to kind of pay attention to what's going on up there? You know, and the only way you can do that is you go out there and make this outlandish signing that you just did. But, you know, I mean, would any contender, do you think a contender would have done that? I know the Dodgers wouldn't have done that. I paid them by $300 million, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't do it anyway. I don't see the Rangers. I don't see Detroit doing that. Even though they came, Cabrera was already there. And Cabrera, I mean, dude's coming off, you know, back-to-back MVP seasons. Pay that man. But, Cano, you know, I'm going to be honest. I mean, y'all going to hate me, but, I mean, he benefited playing in Yankee Stadium, you know.
Yep, that's true.
Right field is 200 feet away.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
I might give you 15. You know, so like you benefit playing in Yankee Stadium, and now you look a lot better than you know what you might really be. And so, you know, I guess we'll see. Maybe 2 or 3 years down the line, they can attract some other players to come out there. But I don't know anybody that's like in line trying to, you know, that wants to play with Cano. I just don't like that. So.
Yeah, man. So I just thought that that was a you know kind of a good look for the Yankees because the Yankees you know they're talking about the $189 million payroll and where they wanted to be as far as money was concerned. Then they turned around and gave all this money to Brian McCann. I was like, oh snap. Then they turned around and gave the money to Ellsbury. I was like, oh okay.
Right.
Then they went and got Tanaka. Then they went and got Beltran. And I was like, oh snap, what is you doing? I guess that $189 million went out the window. You know what I mean? As long as they, you know, when they knew what the situation was with A-Rod or whatever, you know what I mean? And that held up a lot. But, you know, we turned that Robinson Cano loss into something, you know, nice. You know what I mean? But we still kind of, you know, on the long side as far as age is concerned. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
We got to definitely make a run if we're going to do it.
Y'all got to get younger.
Definitely.
You do, man. That's my only concern with the Yankees. And I look at it, like, it's a good team. I think you got some proven guys out there. But, I mean, they're old. I mean, McCann is, what, like 28. He's a good age. I think, you know, but he's not going to be able to play catcher that much longer either. You know what I'm saying? So, you got McCann, Ellsbury, I think he's in his 30s. Everybody else is like...
Martha Sheriff.
Yeah, he's in his 30s too, isn't he, if I'm not mistaken. It's like everybody's, you know, in their 30s on the decline and, you know, got to get younger. And the pitching, that's the thing. Like, the pitching's old. I mean, I think losing Phil Hughes, getting rid of him, I think that was great. Actually, I think that was a great move on the Yankees' part because I think he was just kind of like dead weight, more or less.
He needed to go.
Yeah, he needed to go.
You didn't like Phil Hughes?
No.
No, I mean,
I didn't like Phil Hughes at all.
Like, I don't think he's necessarily just bad. I just think he was just, you know, just dead weight.
I thought Philip Hughes was garbage, man. He got every chance in the world.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't going to say that word.
I thought Philip Hughes. Satchel, man, I keep it 1,000, my G. I thought Philip Hughes was garbage, yo. Philip Hughes is straight garbaggio.
I'm gonna put some tomato sauce on it. I didn't see nothing spectacular about him at all. You know, I mean, hey,
that like dude gave me whiplash on many occasions, my dude.
It's like he was just there. It was like, you know, you pitch for a Yankee. That's the only reason why we know who you are. That's the way I.
His job
like,
was to give him home runs.
You know, like if you.
He
used to
be with the Yankees.
I'm just saying, you know, like, if he was, like, where he is now, like, in Minnesota, if he had been in Minnesota this whole time, who would know who he is? That's all I'm saying about him. It's like, he's just a major league
pitcher. He might turn into another Carl Pavano.
Nah.
he left the Yankees and got nice.
Yeah.
Started pitching all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that wouldn't be a good look for these man. But I'm sorry, Satch, man. Philip Hughes was a bum, son. Straight like that, man. he was Ned the Wino, son. Come on, son.
Oh, stop it.
Wow.
When I see Philip Hughes pitch, when Philip Hughes' name came up the pitch, I was like, oh, man. You know what I'm saying?
When Philip Hughes turn
come up in the rotation, I'd be like, oh, man.
Stop throwing dirt on Philip. Stop throwing dirt on him.
Yeah, man, but we got rid of that dude, man. But, I wish him well up in Minnesota, man. He's going to be all right, man. But he just couldn't do it here, man.
Nah, he couldn't.
He just couldn't play in New York. He just couldn't play in that limelight.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. You got to be able to play there.
You can't
handle New York, and you know.
You know who's funny for New York? You know who was funny for New York, though, man? Chuck Knoblauch. Chuck Knoblauch was such a big star in Minnesota. He was the man.
Hey, and killing fans in New York.
And he came to New York. Playing second base for the Yankees? And throwing the ball like
man,
three rows
in the stands. Like,
yo, and you know who he hit with the ball? You know who he hit with that ball, right?
Who did he hit?
He hit Keith Olbermann's mother.
Wow. Yeah, you right.
Yes.
Keith Olbermann's
mother. Yes. Yes, with the ball.
I remember the old lady, though. Yeah, man. Like,
son, he hit Keith Olbermann's mom. Pardon. I ain't laughing at that.
That's so funny.
I'm not that good.
Out of all the people in Yankee Stadium, he hit Keith home with his mom.
He could have easily had 40, though. But, you know,
Kentucky's just too athletic for Wisconsin, I think. I don't think they're going
to play. I probably saw the Harrison twins do their thing, you know?
I finally saw them do their thing.
Can you imagine if Northern going to the draft and stay back in Kentucky?
It would have been no joke.
If Northern going to the draft, it would have been no joke at Kentucky. They would have won it all.
I don't think it's a question about that. It looks that way.
But you know what, to me though, Satch and Kia,
I just think to me that it's a real statement on how, you know, college basketball, you have your one and done, you have your kids that leave early or whatever the case may be. But the game still goes on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You still have your Wichita State, so you have your Daytons, or you have your teams that, you know, it spreads out. It spreads the wealth now, man. You know what I'm saying? So it gives everybody a shot, man. And I think that this tournament was one of the best that I've seen. I can remember it all. From your excitement. Every tournament has, you know, the last second shot and the things of that nature right there. But from the door, this tournament right here, from the door, from when Ohio State got beat.
This tournament right here, you know, goes to show. But look at the end of the day, though, Satchel and Kia. Look at who we got at the end of the day. Connecticut, Florida, Kentucky, and Wisconsin.
Who doesn't deserve to be there out of that four?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. All those teams deserve to be there.
If it wasn't for
Shabazz Napier having a great game, we might have had.
He had a good game.
The tournament.
He had an awesome game.
You know what I mean? If it wasn't for the Harrison twins doing their thing, we might have had Michigan in the tournament.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I mean, it could go either way, man. Shout out to everybody who did.
Do they make up for the early start? Do everything squash about them now from their earlier start playing college ball to now?
From who?
Harrison Twins.
I kind of think so. Because
I
kind of think so. They did.
Okay.
Yes, they did. They showed up in a major way.
You can't take nothing
away from the game that they had.
They had to win. They win it, too. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Look at where they are. I mean, I think, you know, they didn't got there. They got this point. And I think I'm going to take them over Wisconsin.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, Wisconsin, it's like they just move too slow for me. You know, it's like, I don't see transition ball. Well, I didn't see it. You know, it's like it moved too slow for me. So I can't take them over Kentucky. But I'm going to take UConn as the prize. I'm going to ride with them over Florida, and then, man, I don't want to pick Kentucky.
To win it all?
I'm picking Kentucky.
Yeah, I just don't
want
to pick them.
That's going to be a good game. Kentucky and UConn.
I gotta make my pick. I think I'm going to make my pick. I thought I was going to make it Friday, but I think that I'm going to make my pick. Connecticut and Florida. Connecticut's going to have to play better, if that makes sense, against Florida than they did against Michigan State. I just think they're going to have to play better.
Yeah.
They
can't
fall behind by 10, you know what I mean, take the lead by 10, fall behind again. I don't think that's going to work for them.
Shabazz Napier against Scotty Wilpikin. That's going to be a big, big matchup right there. I like that matchup. But again, it's hard. Billy Donovan and Kevin Ollie is matchups all over the place right there in that game right there. UConn's riding the wave. Florida, number one seed in the entire tournament. Final Four. Shabazz Napier's going to be relaxed and comfortable playing in a situation that he's familiar with. Let's rock with UConn. Let's see what they're going to do. I like them. The women is rocking out, too. So let's rock with the UConn men. The second game, Kentucky against Wisconsin. Ah, the Harrison twins, Julius Randle, Kaminsky, Bo Ryan, Big Ten, SEC, Calipari.
Come on. Give it out. Spit it out.
I want to do it so bad, but Satchel and Kia, I can't see myself doing it right now. That's why I wasn't waiting till Friday. Y'all twisting my arm right now. I'm throwing caution to the wind right now. I'm rocking with Kentucky and UConn in the final. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rocking with Kentucky and UConn in the final. And I have to give me...
I can't stand Michigan. The kid Stauskas, a good game.
And I think at the end, the last couple of possessions that when he had the ball, he kind of like went kind of a little haywire with it. You know what I'm saying? He had one possession where he tried to make a pass and threw it away.
Right, another possession
where he dribbled it and lost the ball. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not blaming him, but not by long shot. But I'm just saying Stauskas, he was playing a good, solid game until the last couple of possessions right there. You know what I mean? For Michigan or whatever, man. But, yeah, man, we here, man, live and direct. It's your turn up the bat, man. Anything you want to shout out, man? Anything what you got going on the music tip? Let everybody know who you are, what you're doing, man. You got the floor right now.
That's what's up. Satchel Paige, a.k.a. Blue Satch on Twitter. Also go by James Crow, MC. I Do What I Do. Got two albums, Black Code, Religion, Guns, and Money. You can find them on iTunes, Amazon, all that good stuff. Hit me up on Twitter. I can get it out there too if you want a physical copy. That's what I do. Pretty much it, man. Shout out to all my Jaffricans. Got a big election coming up. And that's about it, man.
No doubt, man. Appreciate you sliding through and all that good stuff right there, man. I wrote them picks down, so we get down later on in the season.
We need to begin.
Anything you got to say real quick about any sports, like boxing or whatever you want to talk about, we can get it in, man.
Yeah, man, like sports is like looking real ugly for me right now. It looks like for the first time in, 10 years, Lakers going to have a lottery pick.
She said she's on hiatus.
We look real ugly, man. Get rid of D'Antoni and I'll sleep better. It's like, at this point right now, it's like, you know, keep him to guarantee, like, we get the best possible pick that we can. But, like, I mean, as soon as season over with, man, like, he don't need to be nowhere in Los Angeles County, like, at all. Like get rid of this dude. Like, he shouldn't be allowed to Southern California.
He's done.
He shouldn't be allowed to Southern California. Like, that dude is hot garbage, man. Like, and everywhere he's been, the dude just can't coach. You had Nash in his prime. You had a young Stoudemire.
Then they had Sean Marion, too?
And you had Sean Marion. They had Roger Bell.
Right.
They had a star, man. But you couldn't even get to the finals.
You're right. What you're saying. You're right. Absolutely
you
correct.
You couldn't get to the finals with that. With that squad. You know? You go to New York, you got Melo, you got players there, but it's like you're not doing nothing with them, man. Like this argument I had, like, and this is why
I look at Dwight Howard now, and this is how bad of a coaching decision that was when they hired D'Antoni. Like, if you look at D'Antoni, D'Antoni has never been able to coach a big man. Like, he does not know how to he does not know how to call plays for a big man. Howard, all Howard's points, like, garbage points. I mean, he led the league in rebounds last year. I give him that. But, I mean, he wasn't used right, and thus he looked the way that he looked. And it's like, you know, he ain't the same player as he was in Orlando, put it like that. And I think that D'Antoni's because of that. I mean, Gasol and now, you know, came in his serviceable. He's all right. But, you know, Gasol is an all-star big man, and, you know, they both complaining about D'Antoni. You know, Howard even said, you know, when he was going back and forth, he's like, you know, I will go back to L.A. if y'all get rid of D'Antoni. You look at Stoudemire right now, and, you know, he never really learned how to play the post. And so, you know, you get what you get with him, and that's all because you was coached under Mike D'Antoni. Like, get rid of that dude. Get rid of all them bums. Every last one of them. And
everybody needs to go. I've been on strike. Everybody needs to go. I'm still waiting for D'Antoni to fall down a flight of stairs. That's how pissed I've been over
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want him to, like, get caught in a sex scandal so bad and, like, get fired. Man, I was hoping that. I was begging for that, like, you know, anything to get this dude out of there. So I'm like,
just drop down him. I just walk this cat stand here. Just fall down the stairs.
Y'all crazy, man. Y'all ain't right.
Like, you hold
I just want him. I mean, honestly. Just throw his back out the front door.
That's what I'm saying. I looked at the Lakers at the beginning of the season, before the season started, and I made bold predictions. Even with Kobe being hurt at the beginning of the season, even with D'Antoni being the coach, I looked at it and said, you know what? I think we got enough pieces to at least get into the playoffs. I'm picking us 8 in the West. We're going to lose in the first round, but because I didn't believe that there were 8 teams better than us. That's the only reason why I had him going 8.
Yes, because it was 12 teams.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, right? It's like, I said, you know, San Antonio, OKC, Golden State.
I'm sorry, Keith.
I didn't.
You being funny. You being funny.
You know, I just didn't see 8 teams better than us. So I picked us to, like, at least get
the playoffs. I understand. Well, I don't see no teams better than us. I'm all Lakers. I'm all everything Lakers. But I'm a pissed fan right now.
Oh yeah.
I've been on strike. I have not watched a Lakers game, since Kobe went down the second time. I don't even know what's going on. I haven't watched nothing. But as soon as D'Antoni falls down a flight of stairs, has his head, then I'll be happy.
Yeah, I'm
the worst Lakers fan, okay? Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm so petty. Like, last year's finals was the first non-Lakers finals I watched since Spurs and the Knicks.
Mm.
How bad did, like, when Lakers get put out, like, I don't care.
Oh, my God! You're talking about, I'm the same way,
Dad.
I'm bad. I know I am. I'm biased. I don't care.
You know, I know I'm petty, so it's like, you know, when I see this happening, and I can't even, like, you know, really, really it's been a poo season all the way around. I mean, I think, you know, San Antonio, I don't see anybody beating them in the West. Like, I don't believe in OKC at all, and I never did. I don't believe in the Sonics at all.
So you call them the Sonics?
Yeah, the Sonics. Sonics.
That's cold. That's cold, man.
I'm just saying, man. You don't get no respect for me if you ain't got no S at the end of your name, you know? Just real.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
The Thunders. But, yeah, man. I never believed in it. And then I just found out that, like, Lil B, like, just dissed Kevin Garnett, like, hard. I just watched his video, like, today. Like, Lil B got a video, like, he's dissing Kevin Garnett, like, real hard. Like, man, you let Lil B do this to you, man. Like, You ain't got nothing to say to me, man. Like, for real. But, yeah, I mean, San Antonio, I mean, they going to do what they do, and they going to get to the finals. And
I don't think San Antonio wins 15 games in a row. They do that. That's what they do. That's why, you know, people are like, why are you not excited about San Antonio winning 18 games in a row? So what?
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't really get why am I supposed to be excited about San Antonio winning 16, 17, 18 games in a row. That's what they do.
That's what they do. You're right about that.
And, you know,
so
it's like, that's the thing.
I didn't catch the flow on that. That's why I'm kind of different over here. I didn't really get into, everybody was like, oh, you're not excited, or you're not talking about what's a better streak. I thought that San Antonio's streak was kind of boring because that's what they do. And the Sixers, I wanted to see what they was going to do, when they was going to finally win a game and they beat Detroit. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was the more interesting streak to me. But, the Spurs were a lot closer to a title than people give them credit for.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have missed that layup. The Spurs would have won the championship the game.
Yep.
Right. Exactly.
You're right about
that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, you know, they're going to be there, and you just know that. Like, everybody talk about Golden State for a period, Clippers, and the Sonics. You talk about all these other teams, and then you look up, and who got the best record in the West? You know, there it is.
Right.
Again.
There
it is.
They're
going to be what they're going to be. I said at the beginning of the season, and I'm holding to it. I just don't see anybody beating Miami, though. I just, you know, I don't like the Heat.
You gotta start going to the conditions in a minute.
Let me tell you something. I cannot stand nothing about the Heat. And
you
know what?
You have to. You don't have to. It's like I got to speak with my mind right here, and just I don't believe when it comes down to it, Indiana is still the little brother. And Paul.
Did I just hear that they bird fired? What's his name? He's going to coach the team.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, it's something that flashed on my phone, or somebody was just saying something. Bird fired. He's coaching. Is that true? I don't know. So much April Fool's stuff going on.
That has to be April Fool's.
It's
some April Fool's madness.
They got to be. I mean, you don't fire him now. I mean, like, unless.
I was like, no way.
You know, maybe if he banged Bird's wife, I mean, I still got to, like, go see
him. If he banged Bird's wife.
If we can get out the first round. If we get out the first round, then it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't think that. It's cool right there.
Wow.
But they're still little brother.
How strong is Chicago? How strong is Chicago going to do something?
I mean, who's going to score? That's my thing for Chicago. Who is going to score? And I don't see that.
They're a team that you would like to see do something in the playoffs. You would like to see them win or lose. You would like to see them make some noise. But, Kia, since, you know, we got the floor, we can hear you loud and clear now. You should give me some props on my Toronto Raptors pick from the beginning of the season.
I told him
in the beginning of the season, a team to watch, the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
They gave me some cards to go see some psychiatrists and I'm like, come on, yo. Watch tomorrow, man. I like DeMar DeRozan. He's one of my favorite players on the low in the league. I like DeMar DeRozan. You know, I like his game or whatever. Yeah, I like him, man. And the East was so watered down, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? That the Knicks could have had a home court. But no, you don't want to do what you're supposed to do. You got injuries. Tyson Chandler broke his leg. Raymond Felton want to, stick a gun in his wife's face and all this craziness. Phil Jackson, I think the thing with Phil Jackson, to make an impact, Phil Jackson's going to have to coach the Knicks, man.
He has to.
He got to. Phil Jackson.
Hey,
There's no way around. And people are gonna pay attention. People are not paying attention because you're the president of God. Nobody cares about that, son.
Right.
Nobody cares about that. You upstairs. You make an appearance every so often. No. Coach the Knicks and then watch what happens. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
But
Bill
until
Jackson
then.
Needs to coach the Knicks.
But until then, it's like.
Yeah, until then, it's, you know. It's Carmelo 37-9, and we lose by 6. So I don't know, man. We, you know, making the playoffs, is that what we really want? I'm a Knicks fan, hard body karate, man. But I mean, I look at it from a realistic standpoint, yo. We're not even better served by not making the playoffs. That our draft pick is out of here. We don't even draft.
Right.
Been better served by not making the playoffs and being in the draft lottery. You know what I'm saying? So we damned if we do and we damned if we don't.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying?
But I'm gonna say, but staying in the East, how do you lose 26 in a row and you still not in dead last in the conference?
That is kind of amazing, right?
How does that happen?
It's kind of amazing. Yep. They you're right. They're 2 games in front of Milwaukee. 2 whole games.
Like, if they don't tell you what the season is like.
Yeah.
Let's say how bad this season is. Like, mm-hmm. a team can lose 26 games in a row. And you're not in last place in the conference.
And they five games behind Orlando.
You know what I'm saying?
They 5 games behind Orlando. Yeah, you're right. It says a lot about it when the Charlotte Bobcats/Hornets are in the 7th spot. You know what I mean? And get ready to clinch a playoff spot the same year as the Washington Wizards and the Atlanta Hawks and the Toronto Raptors.
You know,
that tells you all you need to know right there.
That tells you what you need to know about this season.
If
nothing else, like the Philadelphia 76ers, who they beat the Heat on their first game of the season, and they won the first three games or something like that of the season.
Yeah.
You know, and then. What from
the root
cave
in.
Was it
they
like
got, they
November?
Started getting rid of everybody. Yep.
I think the situation with Andrew Bynum.
Yeah. And then you look up and they still got a better record than Milwaukee.
Yeah. And then, I mean,
get this basketball season over with.
Yeah.
You think Michael Carter wins for Rookie of the Year?
I picked Oladipo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that was somebody else there. Because I was looking at so okay.
I think Oladipo. I like Tim Hardaway Jr. too. I like his game.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He didn't play a full season, right?
Oladipo, huh?
I said Tim Hardaway didn't play a full season, did he? Started a full season, I mean. I don't think he would get that.
I just like Oladipo's game. I thought even from... You know, watching him in Indiana, I thought that he was going to, you know, take his game to the next level, and he's done that. You know what I mean? Not taking nothing away from Michael Carter Williams. He's having, you know, he had a nice season or whatever. You know what I mean? But I just think that, if, you know, for me, I like Oladipo.
I'd agree. I think Oladipo, like, throughout this season, has looked better than Michael Carter Williams. I think so. I think he started out hot, but you know,
right?
He's in part of the season, other parties out. So I don't see him. I think I would agree.
Real quick, who's your coach of the year in the East?
Coach of the year in the East, man. You know what? I might have to give it to Jason Kidd, man.
Oh,
man.
only because
Satch, come on, B.
So you supposed to be done in December.
You're right.
Up and you know
they right back in it.
They might get home court for the first round.
You know. So might my pick, Dwayne Casey in Toronto. They might get home court the first round.
Yeah. I mean,
one of those two. Even the guy in Washington.
Who is supposed to watch it?
Randy Whitman.
Why not?
He got a case.
They got a case.
Okay, who's the coach of the year in the West?
In the West, man, Pop still. I don't care nobody.
All day, Pop, right? All day. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
I know they're gonna give the MVP to Durant, but
Kevin Durant will get the MVP.
I mean, and you know he's good for it, I guess. I'm not a believer in that squad at all. Just, I think they'll get put out in the second or third round of the playoffs. But you know how many games now? Is it 30 games? Over 35 points, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is. So, I think.
But in those series, you know, it tends to tell the story in those series. It's not like you stretch it over a season or whatever. You're gonna have to really come up big, and you know, that sometimes the basket shrinks on you in those series. You know, Oklahoma City, man, they're one of those teams, man. It's like, I don't know if they could get out of their own way. I think they're one of those teams like that, man. They're not a team like the Spurs who've been there and have that experience, you know what I mean?
If they don't win this year, or you know what I'm saying, get further than they did last year when, what's their name, knocked them off, is there going to be a change for next year?
I might be of the opinion that Westbrook might have to go.
Yep, that's what I just want to make sure.
We got 3 minutes left in the show, man. We had a great show tonight, man. I want to thank my man Satchel Paige, man, for coming through, my dude. You're welcome anytime, man. You know what I mean? I hope you had a good time, man. Rocking out with us, man. You know what I mean? Thank you, Kia, for checking in. My man Slate, man, get well soon, man. We do our thing, man, after further review every Tuesday night, man, 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Thank everybody for listening, man. We know the lines is lit up and all that. Once again, Kia, you want to say anything real quick before we get out of here?
I'm just ready for basketball season to be over with. I'm ready for baseball. You know I'm ready.
Look at this.
You know I'm ready for football. You know I'm ready for really see my Phillies play. So, you know, hey. It is what it is, but I'm ready for the Yankees to win a World Series.
We're going to come to Pittsburgh and give you the best.
Y'all are not coming to Pittsburgh and winning nothing.
Satchel, I got to check. My team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. We're going to go to Heinz Field and we're going to pour ketchup all over. That's what we're going to do.
Lovey's in town, so you know that's my guy
Satchel. Lovey is in town with the digital clock uniforms.
Lovey,
I got much respect for Lovey,
but Lovey ain't coming up behind to win nothing.
Much respect for Lovey, and I'm happy
he got a job.
We gonna look at Mike Tomlin and say, "Oh yeah, you local."
Oh please, come on, please. I have much respect for Lovey, and I'm glad he's back.
Once again, man, thanks to Satchel Paige, man, my G, man. You're welcome anytime, man. I'm going to rock out with you on Twitter, man. I got you. Kia, thank you. Slate, my dude, man.
Always.
Get back to know what it is. After further review, GQ Palace Radio in the building. Mr. Rich, Mr. Lavina, thanks for holding me down. Until next week, I got you. This is the man. I'm out of here. 100.
You're beautiful, yes.
Don't forget, it's going down April 27th, 2014. Nonstop Media Superstar Sunday at Club Allure, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Special guest judges, Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, Cuban Link, our very own featured host for the feature acts, Rich Money, our showcase host, Steph Lover. Is going to be crazy. $1,000 in hard cold cash. Also get your chance to be put in a magazine, GQ Palace Magazine, and on the air, GQ Palace Radio with your host, Rich Money. It's going down. You don't want to miss this. It's butter, baby.
Hey y'all, this is Half Pipe, and after further review, I'm checking out DeMayo on GQ Palace Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season, 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone, 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch, players and coaches. DeMayo keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away, dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay, we keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
GQ Palace Radio, taking the world by storm. We on over 15 different websites, 65,000 listeners and still rising within 2 years. 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m., we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we're playing nothing but the hottest pioneers and unsigned artist material never heard before. Then right after UAR from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane. Then on Tuesdays, we coming at y'all with the mayor, GPS, GQ Palace Sports, from 8 to 10 p.m. as he bring you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body, hard body. Then on Wednesdays, we hitting y'all with Love Fantasy, with three of the hottest females on radio right now, Angie, Rachel, and T, the Diva Squad, from 7 to 9 p.m. as they discuss their grown and sexy topics and play nothing but the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Then on Thursdays, they're back, KL and Tiffany Belvin, Reality and Relationships, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they bring you that truth to the matter feedback on relationship and let you know what's going on in the world of the news today. Then we hitting y'all on Friday with Love and Entertainment with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. as you get random guests for the GQ General Question, interview up-and-coming artists, and special guest appearance by some of the biggest names in the industry. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Love and Entertainment with Rich Money. Then on Sunday, you have to bless the Lord. We have Miss Lavina Polite coming at you with some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, and elders, sending out prayers, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. And last but not least, from 9 to 10, we have GQ Palace Radio Crossroad Temple for Brother Timmy Scribby Hunter as he interviews the best gospel and hip-hop gospel music. All shows, one number, one link, toll free, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Radio. That's GEEQUE Palace Radio. Also, you can like us on the magazine, Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Like our website at www.GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Remember, that's GEEQUE002. facebook.wix.com/GQ Palace Radio. We doing big things. We taking it to the next level. GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
GQ Palace Radio.